Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, August 31st. Happy Monday. Happy Missions Monday. Today we're highlighting Backpack Buddies, which is a ministry where we pack weekend snacks and meals for 60 to 70 students at Grantswood Community School each week. Sometimes our children pack the bags on Wednesday nights. Other times our Active Christian Living pack the bags during our service day. And then different individuals in our church deliver the bags on Thursday, and the teachers put them in the backpacks to send home for the weekend. Please pray with me, even now, that the Lord would use this ministry in the lives of children to remind them of His love. Speaking of God's love, we're in John chapter 3. Raise your hand if one of your favorite verses or one of the first ones you memorized was John 3:16. I see those hands going up. Yeah. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son. Yesterday in Sunday school, we talked about loving the world in the way that the Lord loves the world. And so as we get into our week, I want you, as I am challenged, to also be challenged by how Jesus sacrificially loved and how He calls us to be conduits of that love as well. Just a little side note here, I have a new microphone, so if it sounds a little off today, I'm still trying to dial it in. Our scripture today in John's Gospel is John chapter 3, verses 22 through 36. My Bible has this as the title, John Testifies Again About Jesus. After this, Jesus and His disciples went out into the Judean countryside, where He spent some time with them and baptized. Now John also was baptizing at Aenon near Salim, because there was plenty of water and people were coming and being baptized. This was before John was put in prison. An argument developed between some of John's disciples and a certain Jew over the matter of ceremonial washing. They came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, that man who was with you on the other side of the Jordan, the one you testified about, look, he is baptizing and everyone is going to him." To this, John replied, "A person can receive only what's given them from heaven. You yourselves can testify that I said, 'I am not the Messiah, but am sent ahead of him.' The bride belongs to the bridegroom. The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. That joy is mine, and it is now complete. He must become greater, I must become less. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is from the earth belongs to the earth and speaks as one from the earth. The one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard, but no one accepts his testimony. Whoever has accepted it has certified that God is truthful. For the one whom God has sent speaks the word of God, for God gives the Spirit without limit. The Father loves the Son and has placed everything in His hands. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on them." Before we move on, just a couple of comments here. If I were John, I think my natural inclination would be to be a little jealous of Jesus. And I think those who were around John were either jealous or trying to invoke jealousy in him. As it says in verse, let's see here, 26, "Rabbi, that man who was with you on the other side is baptizing." And what does it say next? "Everyone is going to him." But did you notice how John replied? He replies with repeating the same phrase twice in verse 31. The one who comes from above is above all. And then down at the end of the verse, the one who comes from heaven is above all. Just want you to sit with that for a moment. John is testifying to you and to me. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Lamb of God, the light and life. Jesus Christ, our Lord, is above all. He further describes Jesus in verse 34. For the one whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for God gives the Spirit without limit. What a statement, and something I wish was true of me. God gives the Spirit within Jesus without limit. In other words, as the Message paraphrase says, and don't think God rations out the Spirit in bits and pieces on Jesus. The Father loves the Son extravagantly. He turned everything over to Him so that He could give it away, a lavish distribution of gifts. Okay, we've got to move on, but this is a wonderful passage. We're going to move now to Psalm 51. In the past, when I've thought about Psalm 51, I thought, oh, I need to read this when I need forgiveness of sins. And that is so true. This is an opportunity for you to confess your sin to the Lord. But as I read this psalm in preparation for reading on the podcast today, what came to mind most of all was God's desire to be in communion with us. And sin is one of those things that is a barrier to communion. But what really is the desire of God is to dwell with man as Jesus dwelled with us, as the tabernacle points to, and as we are offered in the Holy Spirit communion with God. So as I read this and as we pray it together, would you notice the parts of this psalm that highlight communion? For the director of music, a psalm of David. When the prophet Nathan came to him after David had committed adultery with Bathsheba. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in your verdict and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Yet you desired faithfulness even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in that secret place. Cleanse me with hyssop and I will be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. I'm going to read verses 11 and 12 again as a prayer in closing. Will you pray with me? Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the reminder that in your Holy Spirit, you dwell with us. Like John, we testify to the truth that Jesus is above all. Thank you for sending Him to be one of us and to take on our sins. Lord, we pray according to Psalm 51, do not cast us from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from us. Restore to us the joy of your salvation and grant us a willing spirit to sustain us. We also pray, Lord, for Grantswood Community School. We ask, Lord, your blessings upon the teachers and the students there, especially those who have food and security. We lift them up to you, Lord, and we ask blessings upon them. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.